Good morning, everyone. Yeah, the first session, I can understand that is a little bit hard. Time to start, that's the first one is always the most complicated. Yes, is in English, then no. I want to set up the expectation of this session. First of all, it's in English, not in German. And the second is an introduction to how to connect vehicle, and in general, an overview of the problem. But in the presentation, you will not find deep dive on specific topic. You will not find tons of line of code or X code for firmware or something like that. Then, if you are a firmware guy or a developer guy, that is wrong. This is wrong section. This is introduction. Well, if it's fine for you, I would like to start. Agenda, yes, a small overview why we are talking about vehicle, why we is so famous right now, or is kind of hype, the hardware that you can use to do that, and how to use it, the software, how to build the software, or how to use software that already exists. And yeah, if it works, well, because that is the most tricky part, some small demo, and show you eventually some hardware on that. But first of all, what do you want? Why you want a connected car? What is the reason? Well, sometimes I receive funny answer, like, is nice color to have a connected car? No. Or, yeah, it's like I want to be social. My car is all the time alone, then I want to stay with the car connected, no, and so on. But I want to ask you why you are here. What is your interest? If anyone wants to tell me why you are interested in this session, well, I want to talk to you. Okay. Any other that's over there? Oh. Loader. Ah, okay. Well, the question is why you are here. The answer is I want to understand a little bit better what happened in my car. If it's yes. I see a couple of hands over there. I forgot. Yeah. Well, yeah, to have pressure of tire and fuel or speed or any other temperature, why not? Yeah, that is fine. Yeah?
I want to go faster because the next car on more traffic is and can bypass the gen routes.
Yes, that is one of the topic. Yes, please. That's what you want to be faster to find the right path. This is one case, or faster because I want to drive faster. I want to, or I want to be more efficient in the fuel, for example, to want to reduce my consumption. Yeah.
I want to know how much money we can save actually by driving.
Well, that is another wonderful use case. I want to know how much can I save on money in different area. Eventually, I can split in different on the car itself, on how to use, how to share eventually, because I can bring a use case that I can share the car, then I can reduce the cost. Yes?
What standards
are used? Yes. Yes. What is the protocol? The usual typical protocol, hardware, communication, and so on. Yes. The reason, well, get operational alert and eventually suggestion how to be, what is the right behavior. Yes, that is a wonderful, yes. Yeah.
My question is, I have solar on my roof, and I want to load the car, and I want to know, is it full?
Yes. So I produce my...
On
electric energy, and then I want to schedule and make optimization on that to use, no, to not lose, because if it's the tricky part of solar, no, some solar and electricity that come from renewable that you are not able to store, then or you store in heating water, this is one of the trick, or you charge your car, or you charge the battery, but the battery are quite expensive. Sorry, was something over there. Yeah. Okay, the answer is I want to get an advice on the safety area. No, I have advice on incident I had to my car or some hazard that are in my path. Yes, that's you cover most of them, and we will see that we are in, probably you are in the right session. That is great. Unfortunately, the connected car definition is not really good today from my point of view. They say that only, okay, it's equipped with the internet access. This is a connected car. If you try to figure out in the vocabulary this definition, that is much more. It's much more because if you start to think that in the Toyota car today there are kind of 20 personal computers, no? More than 1 million lines of code, then it's not, probably it's not more. We have to change the name. It's not more a car. It's something else, no? Why the people? Well, why there is also interest? Because the expectation is to spend 117 billion for 2020. That was 1 or 2 years ago. They move a little bit ahead, but yes, the connected car thinks is growing massively. No, and there is a lot of acquired today. Intel acquired for 15 billion, Cisco for 1.4, and so on. That's huge interest, huge investment. Unfortunately, not many results right now, but we will see soon. Well, we already start to see something. We will see more and more in 2021, 22, because bring something in the car takes at least between 4 to 6 years. Then, if something started last year or 2 years ago, we will see into 2020. Then we will see in 2020 a huge revolution. Something is already there, but more will come. Based on your answer, yes, we can identify mainly this area. That is the area that the manufacturer is working on. Mobility management. No, identify the best path to go to the work or the place that I want. No, that's end to end. Then from my house, from my door to the parking. Then tell you where is the space. Eventually, in the future, you will be able to book the space, the parking slot, in the place that you want to go. And more, the system will tell you, eventually, if you have to change. No, you are parked and you can bring a bike or now a scooter or something like that. That's complete integration of the your journey. Commerce. That's there is a, obviously this is very interesting for many parts. You know, I'm in the car. I can buy my stuff and not go to the supermarket or go to the supermarket. That's something that is already existing in U.S. You go to the supermarket with your car. You order in your car. You find everything there. You put in your trunk and you go home. There is many others on the commerce. No, you can buy. Movie, that is already possible. No, you do with your phone. Why you cannot my passenger not able to see a movie in the back? Vehicle management. Vehicle management has a lot of stuff. No, from the condition. No, we talk about if something happened, but in special way, collect all the data to make today is a huge topic. To predict that you will have a failure. No, because I will be able to collect all the data of all the models like you, and then, based on machine learning and other way, I will predict that your car needs to be repaired in a specific time. Then, to avoid, that's no longer a fixed time that you bring every year the car to the service, but eventually to bring when it's really needed. And when you bring to the service will be able to, it doesn't have to spend time because all information are already there. There are several projects that want to send all this information to the service, book the service for you, and mainly to reduce the time to keep the car stopped in the service. No, that minimizes the time. That can be, today is 8 hours, tomorrow could be 2 hours, right? You can make a shop, you know, buy something, and bring your car home. Safety. Safety is a huge topic. From recognition of the object on the street, talk with other car, receive information, help the driver. Help the driver in several conditions. When you are not able to see because the condition, there is fog, there is rain, or you don't understand your street that is too small, is slippery, and so on. Can see a lot of stuff. And the last one, also, we already mentioned a little bit, collect data. Something that is already exists. In many countries, the insurance, if you adopt a black box in your car, you have a discount. But data today is a value. Everyone wants data. Then probably today, the most attention is to understand your behavior. Because from that, you can build a lot of commerce stuff. Yes. Yes, true, but I don't have. In Germany, probably a little bit more than other countries. But probably there are a huge percent with that have. But usually you need insurance.
Since the 11th of November, Germany covers only 2 million. In the past, we had 10 million.
The countryside, the state, yes. Yeah. But in general, if you have to make an insurance on the car, well, there is a lot of logics that's, and the insurance starts to give you this deal. If you want, you can make a small box where we detect if you are driving the right way. And then in this way, I can be sure that you are a good driver. And then I can apply a discount for you. Well, if you have 1 million, probably you don't have the Volkswagen Polo, and you have also other type of car that has already all this system. All the use case that we have found, or rather that we have seen, we can collect in 5 categories. No, vehicle to infrastructure. The vehicle have to talk with the surround. Vehicle to vehicle. No, car to car. Vehicle to pedestrian, this is something I didn't see yet, but no, advise the pedestrian somehow, and vice versa. And okay, that's the last one, vehicle to everything that's connected to IoT, connect to solar panel, to regulate the charging, and today the most used is vehicle to the cloud, or better, vehicle to some server that is outside. And then we will see more this case today. No, we will not spend time on the other. First question that is connected on what is the protocol and so on. How can I talk? How can I get data from my car? Well, I know that in Germany is quite famous, this series. Simple for him because he was able to talk, really, to talk with the car. But do you have any idea about to talk with the car? Do you have any suspicions on how to do it? Yes.
We had in the 80s an Audi Express talking to the car already.
Yes. Well, but. Yeah, it's funny. No, that's I want to repeat. That was in the 80s was several, not only Audi, also Renault, has this system to drive and give you indication. And in Renault, didn't work very well. That's everyone dropped it at the end. for several reasons. That was not the right time. This is what a small thing that is not related to the car connected, but yes, the next interface, no, is a couple of years that is we are talking voice interface. Then we will see a lot of voice interface. You will see a lot of voice in your car, especially in 2022. With also some, probably a little bit before, that is already there, but is a little bit unstructured. No, some cars has two voice system recognition. No, there are some car because you have navigation that has own, and the body and so on has another one, and then another one. And then when you want to activate the navigation, you just have to say, okay, navigation, but this is one, and the other one is car, and another one, and so on. That there are several things to do that is ongoing, and we will see a lot of voice in the car, and also some face recognition. I believe the Kia already has in the market that you sit on your car, the car recognizes yourself, and then set up your seat, mirrors, and everything around you. That's we will see more and more integration on that. That will be a lot of fun. But yeah, we cannot use the voice at the moment. We will see in 2022. And we have a friend in the car that started in, I believe, where we can see later in the 1998, the first car, or 1996, to adopt the CAN bus. CAN bus is an industrial bus that is a transport. We are talking about a transport. In the car, you have an ECU, that is electronic control unit, that you can think, ABS, or also the light that is controlled by an ECU in the car today. And then you can have up to, there are some cars that has 80 ECU connected to the bus. And then at the end of this bus, usually you have the OBD, that is our onboard diagnostics. That was good. Well, CAN bus is not really your friend. It's not friendly at all. It's not friendly at all because, it's only a transport, and you will not find the specification of your car on the protocol and on the, that means the timing of the frequency and in special way the code that is used at exchange between the ECU. There is a nice book that is a good start if you are interested. It's free that you can download. That is great. And then you can understand a little bit better all this topic. It's not big. I don't remember if it's 40 or 50 pages. And give you example and also instruction and so on. You will find, I believe, the slide. I will upload the slide on the website. Today, do you think... Okay, I should cancel this one. That's should be a question. Do you think that you have only one CAN bus in your car? Yes.
In IB on the VW, that was
36. What?
It's handled by the software company Vector. It's a human company. The product is pre-vision.
Yes, in the car. How many in the...
36.
It seems too much. I'm not sure about that. Yeah, today, in general, you have at least three, at least. One for, what his name is, funny for me, comfort. That means info entertainment, air conditioning, and so on. And usually is a low speed. Then you have usually two high speed. In most of the car today, yes, is a little bit more, but not so much. One for the body, no, the lights. And I don't know, the sensor of the rain and so on, and one for the system, then the engine, that are separated. These buses usually are connected between a firewall, a gateway, that is avoid to talk each other, that's avoid to inject command directly to other elements. But this is a long story. Based on the structure of the message of the CAN bus, you don't have really an address, but you talking about message. Then you writing message. You don't know exactly who is the. You don't have source and destination. And for this reason, there is a unit that you probably in your comfort that usually is also your dashboard. You want to know the speed, but the speed is in another canvas. And then you need someone that is route this message. For this reason, there is a unit that permits the transfer of only the message that is needed on the other bus. But going back, yes, canvas is not really your friend. Who is your friend? The OBD. OBD is a long story, no, starting from 92. No, BMW started with X series in the 88. This CAN bus was 84 from Bosch, more or less. And no, slowly in US, but also in Europe, was introduced and standardized. And yes, and the state and government, no, applied some rule that have to be present. That standardized means there is a set of code that is, you can get, that are documented, that you can read, and you can build your system. Where it is? That you will find in your car usually is an under the dashboard, no, under the cluster, no, on, and has a 16 pin. And most of the time, you will have only two. Or better, four. Two are the signal, because the CAN bus is really similar to the bus RS-482 or something like that. And yes, you have no high and low, and eventually the ground and the power if you need, and then you can connect there. Then you can connect, and you will see all the messages. At least all the OBD messages, that you will have a Xcode, and then you will be able, because this is documented, to get. No, typical is, or better, typical. OBD, unfortunately, had several stages, then changed quite a bit. But fortunately, all the devices today are able to support all the protocol. That the message should be 11 bit for the identification, 64 bit for the message. The first one, the first byte, is the size of the message. The second is the type. And the third one is the PID. To go back, what is the PID? Mainly the measurement that you want to read. And after that, you have the value. Example, OK, identification, request, then identification answer. No, you have the size. You have the mode. Oh, sorry, the mode is over there. Oh, sorry. This is the mode, the PID, and then the value. Then translated, the car is going for 50 kilometers per hour. Done. Simple. If you don't have, that's you have to use a typical dumping that you probably did on the TCP, do on the same on the CAN bus. No. And then after that, good luck. Search on the internet. But I have to say, most of the car user, well, going back, the car, they are not forced to use all the PID defined, and they can also define some of PID by their own for some specific of the car. But most of the time, you will find the definition of this specific one. Perfect. Now, we know where is the yes. You know where is the port. We know more or less the protocol. We know where to get the information. Now the problem is, where is the hardware? Well, because it's so funny, you will find a lot of hardware. And because it's not so complicated, eventually, if you are an electronic engineer, you can build. Why not? Then you can buy a MCP2515 and 25, that's the other one that I don't remember, that you need two. One is the receiver, one is controller, a couple of dollars, and then you can build your reader. If you don't want, you can buy a card for Arduino for a Raspberry Pi. I use normally the PyCAN. PyCAN is great, that you put start, is able to get everything, and is able to sync. One of the most tricky part, as I said before, is the delay of the signal inside of the bus to find the right triggering and so on. That's the Pi. You put the Pi CAN 2, and this is starting. One interesting part of the Pi CAN 2, this is without. There is a model that there is a small converter here. then you can read power from the bus, and then you can put the power on the Raspberry Pi. That means that you don't need to supply power to the Raspberry Pi that you can get from the OBD. You can buy, there is tons of dongle, USB, serial, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, and so on. And then you put there, and then you can read from your phone. Then, as we said, you will read something like that. You can write sometimes also something. Then you can drive. You can, first of all, control your cluster or build your new cluster, your new dashboard. There are companies that is building only dashboard. No, fancy dashboard, they build a dashboard for you, you can make a specification, and you can download, that's the basic one are for free, and then you can really make a lot of fun in your car if you want. Okay, any question on this point? Yes. Yeah. Honestly, I don't know right now. I have to think on that.
Because BMW worked a long time for entertainment. Now in aircraft, it's just been installed for multimedia.
Well, I didn't understand very well, but seems the car want to move more on TCP. Bus. This seems that will be the next step. Because that means they can move on the, oh, we said 100 million of line of code, then is a lot of software. And working with QNX or firmware slow down a lot of process of development. And then also innovation. Then moving to a sub-stack of TCP, probably you can convert in a more microservice infrastructure.
The most runs on a rail.
Yes. That's the point. That what is interesting for the all no that we have also others K blah 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 bus right. Yeah, that will be one of the point, more or less next when you have to send the data. That's have a optimized bus, a lightweight when I can get the data, put in a packet in binary way. I can send because, okay, we are talking 5G. We have Vodafone that is make in Germany. I've seen a lot of advertising and also in other countries. Then seems that 5G will be everywhere and so on. It's not true. It's not absolutely true. If you are happy, you will have 100 kilobyte. Could be, no. And then yes, I will agree with you that we should go back to something that is really optimized on the bus and more bus can be. But at the moment, I don't have a really an answer on. It's better we move there. I don't know.
We're running shortly in a bottleneck.
Yes, this is my expectation. Yes. Yeah.
I've seen checksums in the protocol and no verification of sender. So the bus, each bus element trusts the other one that the sender is valid. So what's about injecting
the codes? Well, I'm far away from the car security. That's now I'm working in completely different direction. Yeah. Yes. And this is why the Jeep received a fine, a ticket 2 or 3 years ago of 200,000. That is not much. Because the car was insecure. What happened in US? Someone was able to hack the radio, and from the radio able to hack them. Yes, and then was able to steer the wheel, accelerate, and so on. For this reason, no. The most important is the unit, the firewall in unit that connect the bus between. But if you are physically able to attach to the bus, yes, no chance. There are some. I don't know. That's about the security, to increase the security, then the trustability between the part. But in the beginning, at least until 5-10 years ago, the trust was because you are not able to reach that component, right? That's OBD, also OBD is not able to go everywhere. But today the things are changing a lot because from your radio you want to see more and more. No? That's no. If you turn off the car and you remove the battery, probably is a safe car, yes. Well, the autonomous driving and so on is still in the process to be. We will see a lot. Well, this is a typical that have to be because of, you need eventually to be able to intervene. No, but on that area, I'm still quite confused. They are quite free in China. It's completely free. Oh, China is wonderful. It's great. Well, on that side is great. Now, after that, you are not able to send one bit outside China. But this is a different topic. Yes. But we are not covering the what is the autonomous driving right now. We are only talk about collect data. Then we collect the data. Now we have to send the data. Now, this is the second problem. Wonderful, no, wonderful the screen, but probably you are here because you don't want that only. Great. As an OBD, you will find a lot of hardware that is able to connect to the internet or to have LTE or narrow bandwidth IoT and so on. Then you can connect to your Arduino like ESP32 or Raspberry Pi. And then you can start to send data. Most of this module has, most of the time, also GPS or better, GNSS. No, that is a superset of GPS inside. Then there's a really small chip that has everything inside. Sometimes also Bluetooth, low power Bluetooth, and then you can put a connection. Perfect. That's great. No, GPS, there is a GPSD that with the GPSD, you don't have to care about the device. No, it's done by GPSD. GPSD is exposed to you on standard interface. You can buy the device that you want. It's talking to the device, make also some optimization, and then with a client you can query the GPSD, then you can get all the information that you want. Two lines of code, done. Great. And then I have OBD, I have GPS, sometimes in the device there is also accelerometer and so on. With Linux, the life is super easy, if you have a driver. Because most of, then, if you want to buy and you build, if you want to build, check if there is a driver, and if you want to use the Raspberry or Linux base, check if you have the QMI interface, because in this case, the device will be a simple network interface for you. Then, if it's a network interface, you have an IP, you can do like a normal programming, right? Open the interface, you can put also a web server inside and then answer from outside, if you want. Sometimes not all the information are exposed through the interface. Now the QMI, most of the time, are not implementing in all the functioning on the functions, but the most important IP is always implemented. Perfect. If you don't have the QMI interface, the life starts to be a little bit more complicated. Why? Because these devices are able to understand only AT command. No, we are in the 80s. No, that you have to send to a serial line AT something, right? It never changed. For someone, it never changed. Yes. Well, for me, it's changed. Well, it was, and I move a little bit. No.
There's a module in your kernel, I suppose. So
yes. Yes. It's true, but I don't have to write. Right. This is the point. No, the point that they raise is anyway the kernel is doing something like that because anyway is the interface of the module. Yes and no. Well, there is a couple of small difference anyway, but if you don't have. Most of the time, you have a nice book with all the command, and probably it's difficult to find a library that is implementing the communication with your module. Then pay a lot of attention on that. At the moment, we are lucky because more or less there are two producers, and then we start to see the library, and then we'll be more simple to use. But you will have to write all AT command, and the device will implement for you some protocol like HTTP, MQTT, FTP. Then you will send AT command to open a connection, and then you have to handle the protocol that you want to use, because no, you build and then you put in a buffer and you send. Then it's a lot of work. Today it's going a little bit better because you can find a lot of example, but it's not like I use the curl, make the query to the website, it's done, one line. It's a little bit more. But it's fine. Any question? Perfect. Probably you want something more. Probably you want something more on the checking the time. You want to collect something, not only the car, but well, the position, the acceleration, the gyroscope. The accelerator has can give you a lot of use cases, really interesting. In the bike, a lot of them, because if you go on you can calculate your lean and your deviation of the back based on the front, and then you understand the perfect lean that you can use. Then there is a lot of things that you can do that is in the bike is really nice. But also temperature of the in vehicle, like open the window is too hot and all this stuff automatically. Then you can put on top, also in this case, there are tons of the device. You can talk with IC2, I2C. With a couple of lines of code in case of Python, you can receive all the information of the gyroscope, and then you can build something. Data, then we collect GPS, OBD. I want to collect everything that I can. Eventually, can also connect some digital input-output, like if I want to control the start and stop of the car, then you can intercept the line. And then we go back on the bus and the optimization. Yes, everyone is thinking that you have 5G or 4G or LTE 100 megabyte per second in your car all the time. That is not true. Then the protocol and handle the protocol, handle the disconnection, handle the retry, handle the duplication of the messaging case. This is the hard part that you have to do on the device. That usually is not covered. You can decide, if you want to build your solution, no. We decide the hardware, we see how to interact with the hardware, collect the data. Now we have to build the famous packet. We have to send the data over there. We can decide to do with UDP. That's UDP, put a complete binary one, or hexadecimal, binary format, super optimized. Then you decode on the back-end server. You don't have, no. Then also the processing in the car is low, because you get the bus and you send. Then, if it's the bus optimized, you send small quantity of data. Then also if you are in GPRS coverage, you don't have problem. You can use some devices using the OBD format that they convert in text and they send the text to simplify. Sometimes because they visualize also inside of the card and is already decoded and they send it this way. Or in the JSON format. That's simplify your backend because you can get the JSON and put in NoSQL and then you can run the query without any problem. Obviously, that's increased the size of the packet, and sometimes is a bandwidth problem. For you will find on the open hardware, you can buy also devices that is doing like that where they claim to be open, and the open is you can decide the endpoint to send the data. You cannot change the firmware, you cannot make any operation in the firmware, but there is tons of devices. One of them, one of my preferred is Teltronica, that is not far away from here. But you cannot change the firmware, and they can send the data, and they have their own format, binary format. And you will see everyone has their own binary format. There's tons of binary format. There is no really specification on that. There is some work ongoing, OpenCX or something like that they try to have an open protocol for IoT devices to exchange the message. Great. That we have seen GPS, GNS, GNSS, OBD, and sensor. You, if you want to build, you mainly you have two choices. One is a Raspberry Pi. One is I will go for ASP32 because there are a lot of support and integration. Okay, Raspberry give you probably if you come from the development high level with the high level languages like Python, Java, Go, or JavaScript, what do you want? Probably Raspberry is much more simple for you. The drawback has a high energy consumption. The SSP is a little bit cheaper. No, well, we can talk a difference between the two solutions, probably of 40, 50 euros between a solution based on SP, probably less on one based on a Raspberry Pi. Raspberry Pi, you have much more capacity in calculation, but the energy is a huge problem. In SP, you have most of, in hardware, a little bit more complicated to program, but when the device is going to sleep or in half hybrid state, you will have like 5 milliampere of consumption. That is close to nothing for a car. Or eventually there are devices on the market that they put a small battery there that can survive for several days, right? That is great. And then as soon as there is a movement on the car, it wakes up and send the data. Then NSP is much more optimized than, and this is mainly the usual story between the difference between Raspberry Pi and Arduino. No, that is much more hardware oriented Arduino. Raspberry Pi is a little bit more oriented on the development. Then you can build something that we described for 70 euros up to 120. Depends if you want to use LTE, if you want to use something that has more features. But we are talking about, 100 euros or less. You can buy. If you don't want to build, you can buy. You can buy from Freematix. Freematix is an open source company. That's all specifications are available. And they start from, I believe, with the radio, 70 Australian dollar. They are Australian, up to 120 with the GNSS, with ceramic antenna and so on. There is another Denmark company that they start a similar business. They are based on Raspberry. In that case, the first one is based on ASP. And then I believe they start from 170. And then you can buy, and then everything is there. There is also some example software, and then you can start to play. Fine. Okay, we have the data. We receive the data. How we receive the data? What we can do? Yes, usually UDP, HTTP is on embedded is most used. But from my point of view, the right things to do is with MQTT. MQTT, in this way, you set up a subscription that eventually you can send also command back. But this is another story. Then you can get the broker, save the data in your database, put some stuff from OpenStreetMap that you can make the map, you can make the route. And then with some microservices, or you can build some program that is subscribed to MQTT event to a specific topic, then you can create topic like alert, normal information and so on. Then when you have alert, then you wake up and you send a notification message. That is quite simple. Some use case, what you can do. Well, the first one that I did is, okay, when I stop the car, go out of the car, on my phone I put locked. That doesn't happen anything exactly in the car. I put in the database that the car is locked. Then as soon as the car is moving and that there is a flag that is locked, I receive an alarm, because it means that someone is stolen the car. Or anyway, someone is hitting the bike eventually. If it's the car, no, when I give the car to my children, that is not true, my children doesn't have the license, but this is the typical use case. You want that they stay in a specific area, that you want to be advised when they go out in some, or if they go too fast, like with the car and so on. Well, sometimes you want to track all your trips and then review and understand why your consumption, the fuel consumption, and what was your speed, what was really your speed, why you spent 3 hours to go somewhere. Check the status, receive the pressure, the water level, and so on, that we receive an alarm that, yes, it's not turning on, but it's really close, right? That's before that, to have a surprise that is turning on when you have a trip. The best would be prediction. Prediction that's connected with where you are, with the traffic that is around you, and give you advice and suggestion. And eventually, you can be a little bit more social. Know that you can share that's where is your car with your friend and stop together to drink a beer. There is also one of my colleagues with a bike. He made a small module that he is able to chat with the bike. And the bike has a small intelligence that is able to answer. I say, how are you? Oh, well, very well. My fuel level, anyway, is 20%. Then please, next time, stop to refill. Right? You can do a lot of stuff. Then you can build your monster. This is the topic. If you don't want to build your monster, there is several tons of applications. Open application that can do these things for you. One is the ThinksBoar. ThinksBoar is a complete open source IoT platform that is able to handle vehicle but also industrial system. And then you can create your graphical interface and build your dashboard as you want, and then collect all the data and then analyze your data. I want to give you a real example on that. We take a little bit of time. Check. Probably this one, yes. This is in San Francisco area, tracking the bus. No, you can see warning. The bus crosses speed, it's going too fast. No. And it stopped it, it's arrived to the right stop. And the fuel, you can see the fuel of the bike or the bus, and eventually you can make an estimation. You will run out of in this area, and in that area there is, or stop before, make a trip and then identify where is the best way or the best place to make the refill. And this is, and then you can see where is the bus, which is the bus number, the speed in real time. You send the data there, there is a Cassandra plus a Postgres, then there is all, then you can install where you want, you can use the service, or you can install on your server. And then immediately you have a...
This live?
Yes.
Can you get this data from my drone to go to the bus?
Potentially, yes. That should be live, yes. But this is not mine. I will show you mine. Let me... this is the device. This is another thing related. Let me check. We can jump to. PC. This is a live data. This is data from this device. I will show you. I will show later, but this is the GPS antenna, and this is a €80 device, more or less. And then you can see that we are sending the data. Now I accelerate, because I move it, and then there is the okay, this is the temperature of the device. This is one of the biggest problems, especially in ESP. No, that is the heating for the radio system. Radio system is generating a lot of heating, especially if you don't have the antenna that has to use a lot of power to send, and then the overall. Yeah, and the position and several other stuff. Let me check. Can see some of my trips. With the speed, tracking speed, acceleration, and so on, and yes, and when you stop it for a long, and like something like that. That is free. No, you can get and customize as you want. That is a small server that you can download, install where you want, and eventually put more data that you want there. Then if without no building all the system that I said before, set up a Mosquito for MQTT or HTTP, save the data, and so on. That is, I said, two, there are many other. No, you can, well, this is, I said, this is a registered one. I can, in this case, I don't have, speed, no, let's, can put some satellite, for example. Yeah, satellites, I had all the time, six satellite, or I had all the time position, and this one, yes, and now I'm moving a little bit, and then I receive in real time all the data without any problem. I can connect to the device, and then get the data directly from the device as well, because it is exposed on Wi-Fi, then I can connect to the device. At the moment, I'm using my another Wi-Fi because I don't have, well, my SIM card seems not working here in Germany. I have to understand a little bit, but has a SIM card inside that is able to send the data. What is the nice part? I can show you. That could be is more. No, that you can see, we send all the data. This is a, no, I'm connecting through the console. That is the data that we are sending. That's we sending more or less 168 kilobyte with all the information. You can see that time to time, anyway, I fail. No, when you are in a small and embedded, sending the data is really a problem. No, the connection is the problem. Then you have to think all the system on that. That's I can switch from. Oops, should be something here. That is a module. I don't know. Okay. I can switch from Wi-Fi, sending the data now, save, building. Redeploy, now we should use the internal radio. Another big advantage of ASP and so on is you don't have to care about the file system. File system on Raspberry, that usually you have a fixed image and you copy on the bootstrap all the time because that you don't want to have a corruption on the file system. Yes, GNS. Is okay. That you can see now we have an IP. Then I'm able to connect to the device. And yes, now it's scanning OBD. I don't have OBD. Then we'll take a little bit, and then we will try to connect to the network and then start to send the data. If it's not able to do that, because okay, I'm also saving all the trace in the device. I have a small SD card of 32 gigabyte. No, yes. For that, yes, now it's try to connect to the cell line. No, didn't work. No service. Power off. I don't have data. I'm not able to read. GNS is not changing. power off. I'm moving. I wake up immediately. That will take more or less nothing. That is great. As I said, everything is great. You can find a lot of software that you can start to use software that is already on the market in a couple of minutes. Then the market has a lot of stuff and that you don't have to write all the time everything. Yes, we have seen two of them. There is also others like Tracker. Tracker is another quite well-known system to track all the device, and also Handle has already inside all the management for fleet that you can handle driver, car, maintenance of the device. Everything is there, and it is able to support tons of devices. Yes. There is also Mindflux that is mainly an interface for analyze the data. There is a Tinger that is another interface to analyze the data. The demo we have done. What else? Well, if you have time, you can start to put some camera and make image recognition today is super simple as well. 20 line of code if you want to do that with OpenVC or other stuff. Then you can put and then go into that recognize us on your street. You can put voice as well, but everything is nice. Don't forget that you are connected. Then potentially everyone can hack you. Challenge, usually the challenge is GPS takes quite a while, or better, turn on the car, I start, the GPS probably is not there. Especially if the catalog is outdated. Then can take 10, 15 seconds, that most of the time is fine, but you have also a bootstrap. Then, and then when you started, that is difficult for GPS to catch back the data. Network, the mobile, we already said, that is not so stable as you expected. It's not stable at all, I like to say. Then you have to put several things around and figure out for duplication of the data or how to recover the data if you need. You have to identify the frequency of the data that you want. Probably every second. No, everyone starts, oh, I want everything, and I want for each millisecond. But probably you don't need. Power consumption. Power consumption is the big part. If you want to have a real, no, you want to know where is parked your car, then the car somehow have to be connected, that have to be alive, have to be able to answer. That means that there is something that has power, right? This is, you have to supply power. Heating can be another problem that is much better if you use external antenna on all these small devices. And in the bike, there is no official OBD because at the moment the law is not forcing to have an OBD, a really OBD. That's most of the time the code on the bus of the bike are proprietary. That's most of the vendors that started to discover that, but someone is not clear. I believe that's, I hope I gave you an introduction on this topic, and I believe there are only 2 minutes or less for questions. That is good for me, probably bad for you. Do you have any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you very much.